I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. President Trump is back at the White House tweeting this morning that everybody can now feel much safer. He tweets there is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea after his summit with Kim Jong-un. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the president deserves credit for opening talks.
He's having a red-hot go at achieving denuclearization on the Korean Peninsula. And you have to give him credit for that.
A Trump critic, Congressman Mark Sanford of South Carolina, has lost his congressional seat in a primary hours after the president tweeted he was nothing but trouble. The woman who won, Katie Arrington.
Tonight, South Carolina spoke with a clear voice. It's time. It's time for a change in Washington. It's time for a true citizen legislator.
The Fed is expected to announce a quarter-point interest rate hike today, and FIFA has voted to play 2026 World Cup in North America, in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. I'm Rita Foley.